And that's how I scored the winning goal on Josh.
We'll talk about that later. All right, so there's this guy. He's got three absolutely beautiful girlfriends, but he doesn't know which one he wants to make his wife. So what he does, he gives each of them $5,000 each. And to see what they do with the money and kind of choose from there. The first one takes the money and she goes to the beauty shop, gets nails, gets all done up, comes back and said, baby, I want to look great for you so you'll be happy with me. It's like, all right, cool. The second one goes out and buys a flat screen TV, a brand new watch, gives him some bling, makes him look good. She's like, baby, I want you to look good for me. Very cool. The third one takes the money, invests it. With that investment, she doubles the money, gives him back the original $5,000. The money she made, she invested again. He said, baby, I want to invest for our future so we can be happy together forever. So he sat back and he thought for a very long time. He's like, this is a hard decision. But at the end of the day, he chose the one that looks best naked. Better nice. Than your light bulb pregnant woman joke. Nice.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope that didn't turn anyone off. But
joke of the weekend.
Dumbass.
It was a real punch.
They are a joke.
But welcome, everybody, to Almost Live from the Basement.
Almost Live.
This is episode 84. And we've been doing this a long time.
You know who was born in 84? The Antioch Twins.
Boom.
Oh, he just fed, he just
I hope I just broke Josh's fingers.
Mookie Blake liked us.
Yeah, he had a lot of blocks.
He's really getting up there.
So yeah, what we are, guys, if you have not listened to our show before, is we're a comedy podcast. We're just here to have fun. And in the meantime, as we're playing, we have a cutthroat game of trivia where the host brings up different ways to try to screw over the participants, and at the end, the lowest score gets punished.
Dun, dun, dun.
So our motto here is...
Don't lose.
Don't drive the freaking Palos Hills at midnight.
To try to catch somebody to get
We did it. We do have a tag league that we do every August, and this one leaked into September, and on the last day... we had a whole bunch of mayhem happen, which ended up with Sparky having to drive over an hour and a half each way for no reason. He couldn't get the tag in. So he is our big loser this year.
The guy said he was there and then left.
Yeah. Wow. We set him up. No, I'm just kidding. I had nothing to do with that.
I don't believe you.
You were texting Kim too, right?
Yes.
She told me
I even text Rick, but Rick wants to have a new number. If he didn't say anything to you?
No, he's got the same number he's always had.
Since my wedding?
Since I've known him.
So, he didn't reply at all.
Since the beginning of time. All right, so let me introduce our participants. To my left, we have Mr. Thomas Carellas, a.k.a. Chairs.
Take a seat.
Tommy boy, tell us how you're doing.
Okay. And then I saw Ryan's hosting. Here's another known fact. I know we all know Josh has never won a Sparky episode, but I've lost the last six Ryan episodes.
Good stat.
So I'm going to try to break that today.
Anybody but Tommy? Anybody with Tommy, I'm good.
Sparky. I do think you have a good chance. Just throwing the odds out.
So if you were going to put odds on who was going to win tonight, what you got tonight?
It's always on Josh.
I would honestly give it to Tommy.
Oh, you think Tommy?
I think Tommy is, he's a slight favorite. And then I think you two, honestly, anyone could win. It's a toss-up, but you two are super close. I'd say Josh and then Sparky.
This is what I think of that.
All right. So we said Josh. Let's find out how Josh is doing. Mr. Josh Porter, a.k.a. Sauce.
What's
how you doing, buddy?
What's up, world? What's up, podcasters? I'm doing well. I just want a quick tidbit on how my Saturday went. Not as awesome as Sparky. But I had two events to set and then one to MC. Those who didn't know, I work for a DJ company. I had to set one in Highland Park, which is a homecoming. And it was just huge. I was there for 2 hours, didn't finish, and just left. Left the other two guys there. They were going to catch up. Because I left them there, I had to go to the next one, which was a bar mitzvah, or banat mitzvah, actually, for the two sisters, and had to set up by myself. So I was kind of in a hurry. And I had a rental truck, and I went under the awning, which is not quite 10-6, which is what my truck was. So thank God. Well, I didn't hear it the first time. I had the music up. I didn't think it was blasting, but... I see the people looking at me in front of me. I'm like, what? And I just keep driving. I'm like, I hear the sound. I'm like, oh no. It didn't fall down. I ripped the apron a little bit. And I think I bent a pole. Unless somebody else did the same thing and they did it. But somebody comes up, takes a picture. My license plate. I'm like, it's a rental. I'm like, I'm not running. I'm here. I'm like, I'm opening the back of my truck. I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry. Obviously, I'm with Energy. So, you know, I'll give you my card before I leave, but we'll take care of any damages. She's like, yep, that's what insurance is for. I'm like, cool. I didn't hear anything today, so thank God. After that, I empty the truck. I'm still by myself. So I have to take everything out up the elevator, which is 15 trips.
Oh,
I park the truck in the no parking zone thinking, I'm unloading. It doesn't matter. Leave the truck there. Come back down. I get a ticket for $100.
No way.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. I finished it up the party with, had a viewing. It had a, the silent disco like Chucky. Headphones. So I didn't know how to do that, but I had to figure that out this week. Then I left that party, which was in Wilmette, went all the way to Palos Hills, which is a long ride. Right, Spark?
Yeah, a little bit of a drive.
Got there, and I was there. I was half hour late for that, which I just missed the cocktail, which doesn't matter. But then I was there for 2.5 hours, had to leave again, go back to Wilmette, take down that party, because they wouldn't let me take it down Sunday. Then after that, I went back to help Rick finish up his party. So when it all finished, said and done, I got home at 4:30 in the morning. And then my daughter was waking me up at 9 a.m. She's like, not a second later. So it was just a very long Saturday. The best thing about it is when I left to go take that other party, Sparky showed up after his 90-minute drive to tag me, and I wasn't there. So it made it worth it. I was very mad I had to leave a wedding, but that made it worth it right there. So thanks, awesome. Spark.
Yeah, and Sparky was the last person at the end of the deadline, so he gets a tag punishment.
We see
maybe like blindfold him, spin it around, have him walk up here.
Bring it, bitches. Bring it on.
All right, and our final participant today, our contestant, is Kyle Sparkman, a.k.a. Sparky. How are you doing, Kyle? Buddy?
Should it be the other way around?
Yeah, I should.
It's more like I'm Sparky, AKA also Kyle, known as Kyle. Right. Right. Most people just don't even know my name.
Right.
Who the hell is Kyle?
I'm doing well, despite the fact that Ryan sucks, Josh sucks, and Tom is just Tom.
Tom's a liar.
Yeah, Tom's a liar because we all know his wife is working.
Oh, she was not working. You guys are making
basically, so, you asked him if she was home so you can come over and tag him?
No, I asked him if he would go with me.
Oh.
And I said, I promise on my son's life. That I will not tag you. I want a cameraman for this because I think this will be awesome.
I'm just going to be honest. I would 150% lie if I thought it would not make you come to my door at 11 o'clock on the last
It wasn't even 11 o'clock. It was like 9:30.
I know where Pillow Seals is because Tanya's cousin lives over there.
Yeah, she's at the wedding.
So how's everything else, buddy?
It's going good.
It's going good.
Now I just have to figure out what I'm going to do with you dumb shits on my next punishment.
How was the...
Where I get all three of you involved.
Nice.
How was the filming?
The filming of what?
For the Minions live action movie.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You are poking the bear. All right.
He's at the...
Did you have to fire anyone this week? Let's keep it moving.
Pretty close.
And my name is Ryan Lehman. AKA Silk. I'm going to be the host today. We're going to have a great time. Let's jump right into this. We're going to start by talking about our stats. Tommy.
Stat me up. Yep.
You got to stat me up. Spark. Stat me up. Vroom, vroom.
You got to stat me.
All right. Here are movie stats.
He's gonna leave
Tom, I just I hope you have fun with this.
Dude, I think I know it's not official yet, but I think I picked first. I think I got third.
Yeah.
The creator movie. I think it came in third.
Sparky's in first place right now, without counting this weekend's because it's still estimated. He's in first with 96, and he picked Paw Patrol, which looks like he's going to be first.
Yeah,
and
he
picked third.
28 mil.
I picked third?
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought I picked second.
You jumped both of them.
I thought I picked second.
No.
I thought I picked after he picked creator.
Oh, yeah, maybe he did. Yeah,
he did. I remember seeing the dogs. Yeah.
I went second. I'm in second place with 98, so I'm 2 points behind. And I went with the dumb choice of dumb money, which looks like is going to finish in seventh.
It's not it's not a dumb choice. It looks amazing, but yeah.
But it's pretty close to fifth and fourth, so it might jump those.
No, I'm okay with
sixth,
that.
But, Ryan is in third with 115, so he's pretty far down. With he picked Saw X, which looks like he's going to get second.
Second? Nice.
And Josh is 15 behind that with 130, and he picked the creator.
They went first and
so
picked the creator.
Right now, it looks like Josh is probably going to lose the movie game, and Sparky might take a pretty good leap in winning it after this weekend. But we'll see.
Well, remember, Sparky was leading in the baseball one, too.
Do you guys know what movie we're going to go see?
Oh.
I'm going to come up with the dumbest fucking movie possible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's right. He gets to pick the movie.
This is going to be like Chocolat 2 or something.
I'm going to do like the 7-hour film festival of English patient.
And our show stats.
Yes.
Sparky's in first with 5.
Wow, wait. I'm in first in both of those? God, all right, I just want to make sure. Cool. Thanks. Appreciate that.
That's why I'm poking the bear.
Let's just talk more about tag.
In second place is a panda tie. Ryan Tommy with 4.5.
All right.
Ooh, fucking he is sick. Bullshit.
He's got 5.
Oh, we only have 5.
So I could take the lead here.
So I need Josh to win.
Josh is in fourth with 6. 2.
2.
Fucking vanilla.
2.
I want a Tommy episode and a Ryan episode. All
right.
And our last one.
When are you going to want a Sparky episode?
Next.
Our missing punishments. So we still have to do Josh, so it has to be a caddy and has to wear a skirt. I have to do the White Castle challenge, but we kind of all have to do that.
We all have to do that.
And Ryan,
that's just lunch. We call that lunch.
Lunch or dinner.
Lunch at the castle.
Ryan has got to buy pizza.
Yep.
And our current punishment counts for the season.
Wait, no, there's more.
There's more. There's more
me
punishments.
And Josh, I think, have to be.
Oh, the puddle splash.
Yeah, you guys got to get puddle.
Yeah.
Puddle splash.
5 puddles.
I did lose that episode. Yeah. I was going to say, I came in second to last,
and,
but I did lose it.
So punishment counts.
I lost.
Sparky and Ryan have had 3 punishments this season, and me and Josh have had 6. So, yeah, anyway,
me but us.
Why
do
we suck?
I don't know. We have double that. And on the last one, we can find out the results of, you put it on the board, yes,
no.
Our baseball contest.
All right, so... Ooh. Bringing up the rear, unfortunately, we had Sparkles. So his he either comes in first or last. He doesn't
fucking go big or go home.
Yep.
Either first or last. That's by Ricky Bobby right there.
Third place, 6 home runs ahead of Sparky was me.
Which means what?
Nothing.
Exactly.
So I don't even know why I brought it up. I just fell off at the end. I couldn't pick anybody.
Metcalf TD.
Dakarius.
Wow.
Dude, he ran it in.
And then third place was Josh. Josh actually really well. Or second, I'm sorry, second place was Josh. He did very well. He if Tommy didn't run away in the last month, he definitely was up there. But Tommy was easily our champion.
Woo, Matt Olson.
What does he win?
Matt Olson. He wins a free, if he gets punished, he can say no to any punishment.
Ooh, punishment pass.
So, right, so the next, till next year baseball, he has that power.
So he can say no to where we get to pick another punishment?
No.
Or that punishment is just off the board.
Just off the board. You can bring it back.
So if he loses and he says no to the punishment, that's just, we're done
punishment
with that episode.
Dead. Yep. No punishment.
Speaking of punishment, okay. What is today's punishment?
Today's punishment. No, I do. I totally forgot. Just totally blank. Okay. Today's punishment is adult trick or treat. If you are the loser today, you have to get filmed at least 10 houses without your kids going up to the door.
What?
Trick or treating. No kids with you. You can't just jump in a pile and pretend like you're grabbing it.
Can you lie when you go up there?
Yeah. You can have a mask on. You can, whatever costume you want to wear.
Oh,
but you have to go with no kids.
I'm small. I fucking look like I'm not fucking.
All right. So, everybody ready?
We are ready.
All right. Let's do the... the toss-up.
Toss-up?
Okay. We have a very down-under-themed beginning to this show today.
Good day, mate.
So, we're going to see for the toss-up. Sorry. No pussy on the table.
Come here, baby.
Oh, okay. I started part of Toto Putty Cat.
All right. So, to win the toss-up, you don't have to buzz in. All you have to do is give me your best Australian accent. Winner will get the first choice and get 3 chips. So, Tommy, we're going to start with you.
All right, here we go. I don't have an Australian Batman. Like, good day, mate. That's not enough. That's enough. Let's go down and get some Vegemite.
All right. Josh?
I guess I'll go with the original one here. Hey, good day, mate. I think a dingo ate my baby.
Nice. Spark?
I don't do accents.
Yeah. It's kind of right up Tommy's alley. We got kind
of. It's kind of bullshit.
Oh, and you're in first place? I wonder how this happened.
Yeah. No, don't worry. I host next, or one of these episodes. Fall ball Josh. You come from a land down under.
I like it. I like it. You guys are all good. I got to give Tommy the win on that one. But I'm going to give Josh 2 and Spark 1 for a great try, a great attempt.
At least I know I suck at accents.
No, you were pretty good, honestly. All right, so Our top 10 today is Let's Go Down Under, the top 10 Australian actors or actresses. I pulled this from a list.
Oh, no.
I did cut out, like, two people who were kind of boring, but it's not my list, so just so you guys know. There's actors and actresses, okay, male, female. And, Tommy, we're going to start with you.
Oh, no. Australian?
Yep. Australian actors or actresses.
I don't know if he's even Australian. Paul Hogan?
Paul Hogan is not on the list.
I figured, because he's Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, so he was.
Good call. Wow.
I couldn't even think of his name.
Josh?
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman is number two on the list for
just
nine
took a number two
chips.
On your list, bro.
Give me one of those white ones back, sir.
Give it.
Thank you.
I have legit no idea.
All right, so we cross two.
So I'm going to go Sparky. With Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is not on the list for strike one. All right, back to you, Josh. Tom. All right, Tom. I'm staring at you. Wow, I pulled a Tom.
Oh, boy.
Back to you, Mitty.
Australian, huh? Let's go. I'm not with you. Oh, no.
Can I Google?
No.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock tonight. Go down your
room. Evan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor is not Australian or on the list.
I'm going to go Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is number one. Josh.
Australian?
Sauce. Yeah. Out here banging it.
That's the only two I know, though. I thought those two and Paul Hogan. That's all I had.
Spark, over to you, buddy.
Australian accent.
No fucking clue. Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is a big strike.
That's close, though.
Tommy, unfortunately, you got to the two strikes first, so I'm giving you the clue to number 10. This man passed away after filming one of the most iconic villains of all time.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Josh is going to get it if Tommy doesn't.
Are there any singers on the list?
No.
Hmm. He's Australian? What's his name?
Sorry, Tommy, I gotta count you.
Should put my glasses on. My eyes are killing me.
I don't remember his name. Hugh Hefner.
No.
Good.
I can't remember
the guy who does the Batman voices.
I can't remember the Joker.
Well, Josh, you get the chip.
I knew he began with an H.
Sparky, over to your clue now. Oh, man.
He doesn't even know how to clue you on this one.
Okay. I don't think this helps you, though.
Probably not.
All right. She played...
Nope.
Okay. The sister, an evil sister to one of the biggest Marvel heroes, and also the wife in The Aviator.
Oh. Never mind. I thought it was somebody else.
Or girlfriend in The Aviator, maybe. And I'm not sure if they're married or not now, all of a sudden.
She played what?
The evil sister to one of the biggest Marvel heroes and played the wife or girlfriend in the movie The Aviator.
There's an evil sister? I have no clue. Let's go with Kate Beckinsale.
No.
Good day, Kate.
Fortunately, you have struck out. So apparently, my bad, guys. You both got blanked. So, Josh, can you keep it going?
I'll try. I don't have an answer here. But I'll go Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner is a Steerike.
I'll go Jennifer Lawrence.
Steerike.
Oh, wait, I'll take a clue.
Okay. He played the lead in two iconic James Cameron series / movies. Like movie series.
Zoe something.
No.
Deschanel?
He is not Zoe.
Oh, he's Zoe. Oh, I was not paying attention to that part.
So here we go. We'll break him down. We got 10 Heath Ledger, 9 Kate Blanchett.
Wait, can I ask a question? Now that we're on this, is the freaking Down Under zookeeper that died with the stingray, is he on this list?
No.
Okay.
No, these are actors and actresses.
Steve Harvey?
No.
What?
Steve Irwin.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin. He got Steve right.
Show me potato salad. Eight is Sam Worthington.
That's his name. I wouldn't have came up with
Terminator
that.
Terminator and Avatar. Seven is Naomi Watts. Six is Russell Crowe. Oh, are you not entertained? Five is Mel Gibson.
Oh, shit.
Four, he's Australian?
Yeah. Yep. That, no.
Four is Barbie, Margot Robbie.
I was going to say that.
Three is Thor himself, which I forgot when I gave it to
Chris Hemsworth.
I almost said Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah. Two is Nicole Kidman. And one, they are, but he's Liam didn't make the list.
Oh.
And one is Hugh Jackman. He was like 18th or something.
Right, we should have done a lot better than that.
So, after Russell Crowe, we probably should have got it.
I don't know nationalities, though.
Yeah, Naomi Watts.
We got down undered.
So after the top 10 segment, we have Josh in the lead with 22, Tommy 3, and Sparky 1. Let's take it over to Tommy and tell us...
Can I call her up?
...about his segment.
Oh, okay, we're doing that. Oh, yeah, that was top 10. Okay, so...
Oh, we're doing that.
We're bringing this back called What the Hell? So we talk about the worst five moments in sports that happened in the last couple weeks.
Literally my favorite segment.
What the hell? First, I will mention Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and the Swifties and Travis Swifty and just stop.
Can I give you my 2 cents really quick?
Sure. Please do.
This is straight up a publicity stunt. Maybe. She's dating him.
Why would she
for more publicity?
She has the so most publicity yeah. she could possibly
but look what's happened to her. She's now in true. The sports world.
That's true.
She's in a world she was not in.
True.
She is now in the sports world.
She doesn't need to be in the sports.
And they cannot get away from her. No. I get it. This woman is going to be the richest woman ever when she's done. Yeah. But in my opinion,
it's going to be her and Oprah.
It is an absolute publicity stunt, and she's the smartest woman in the world.
Yeah, for doing it. For sure. My girlfriend is now pissed at you.
And she's going to do the
She's not even a Swiftie.
I'm not.
It's just women. They're not going to let
Taylor go Travis out. Kelce and his jerseys.
She's famous enough. Yeah, I know. She doesn't need football to be more famous.
All right, so tell us about
it. Let's go. Let's start with what the hell?
What the hell? All
right, what the hell? NFL, this goes to you. You have... For 2 weeks in a row, you had Monday Night Football games at the same time.
Oh.
Okay, an hour apart.
Two games.
And you had two games both times. That was awful. And then even worse was that Toy Story game. I don't know if any of you guys tried watching
come
that.
Come on.
I watched it. Zoe was really into it. So yeah, but the
beginning of it was so bad.
No, the whole thing was so glitchy, but...
And glitchy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But the guys weren't even getting tackled.
I watched maybe
and then the punt,
yeah.
The fumble landed at the 20-yard line, even though in the game he caught it inside the 10.
Well, did you hear the reasoning? Because they use multiple footballs in a game. So when they got rid of the football, the thing would still be tracking that football that was off the field. So you'd see the ball just laying there, even though the players are making a play over here. And then the crane would bring it in, but the crane was going too slow. It couldn't keep up with it. So it was glitchy, but I thought I enjoyed it. I know you and your wife hated it.
Just the fact that Zoe's like, oh, this is kind of cool. And she would like sat in the back seat and watched it on her iPad. I thought it was kind of funny. Mm-hmm.
All right.
For that reason.
Number four.
What the hell are you doing? You scared the crap out of me.
It was Ross.
Ross. All right.
Wait, you used a Friends reference?
He said right. He started watching it. He watched the pilot. Watch. Paul the wine guy. See, he gets it now.
I know Jennifer Aniston's in a wedding dress.
There you go.
All right, number
That's
four.
I need to know, I guess.
All right, Browns versus Titans, week 3. All right, so Amari Cooper gets a big gain and then goes for a touchdown, or so we thought. The ref blows the whistle saying he's out of bounds. When he's like 3 feet in bounds. Yeah. Let's look at this picture. I know you guys can't see it, but
yeah.
Look how far away he is from the out of bounds line. And the ref is right in front of him, and he's the ref that calls him out of bounds.
In the rest of the fence, he didn't step on a white line.
Yeah, the yard marker.
Everyone at home agrees with you. He was in bounds.
Oh, he's more in bounds than the 50-yard line. Okay. All right, so better. That was a bad one. Okay. All right, so here's the next one.
What the hell? Are you? No! No! No!
Okay.
I am legend.
Yeah. Okay.
What the hell? This was recently Saints vs. Buccaneers, week 4. So Derek Carr threw for 23. So there was a whole injury with Derek Carr. Is he going to play or not? Because he had a big AC tear or joint. Who knows what? He came in. So he played. He threw 23 completions for 127 yards. Let's put this into perspective, okay?
Justin Fields numbers.
Jared Goff threw 19. So he threw four less completions for 210 yards. Almost 100 more than that. Jordan Love threw the same amount of completions as Derek Carr, but for 246 compared to his 127. Russell Wilson threw for 21, so less than that, and he still got 223. And even worse, Desmond Ridder threw for 19, and he still outthrew Derek Carr, and he had 191.
Do you have Justin Fields numbers in there?
Yeah, like 300 and something yards.
In what game?
I think Derek Carr only threw two passes past the line of scrimmage.
Well, here it is. You know what's even worse? Alvin Kamara had 13 catches for 33 yards.
Do you know what the record was for that many catches? The lowest amount of yards ever before that was 71 for 13 catches. And he got 33.
If Derek Carr was hurt and he can't throw farther than me during Thanksgiving football games, then why is he even out there? I mean, Jackson probably has more yards per completion in his flag football game than Derek Carr did.
Shout out to Jackson. Yeah.
What the hell? All right. Number two. Let me get my number two. Let me just get the...
What the hell?
Oh, we heard you.
Hold on.
What the hell are you doing?
What the hell are you doing? We're going to go to the baseball world.
What is Chris Tucker? What movie is that?
That was from Ghostbusters.
Oh, it sounded like Liar Liar.
That wasn't Chris Tucker?
No.
That sounded like Chris Tucker from...
Play it one more time.
Rush Hour or from Friday.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing?
That's a girl. When they attack her, they think it's a ghost, and she ducks and they blow up
the
whole thing.
That totally sounded like the guy in Liar Liar in the bathroom. I'm kicking my ass, Jim Carrey.
The other guy.
All right, this is baseball. Marlins versus Mets last Thursday, September 28th. So down 1-0, the Marlins score two runs in the top of the ninth, okay? And there's with runners at first and second, two outs. The game was delayed due to rain. After about 3 hours, the grounds crew could not get the field ready, and the game was postponed. Okay, in the top of the ninth, playoff implications all over the place. Skip Schumacher was so mad, the Marlins GM, that he came out, he tried to help the grounds crew to get the field ready, and he started getting so mad he wanted to fight one of the grounds crew because he didn't want to have to come back all the way to New York if the Cubs weren't a game and a half, or if the Cubs weren't a half a game ahead. But luckily for them, the Cubs kind of lost it. But
Kind of? No, they shit the fucking bed.
The worst thing about the sports book counted as a 1-0 Mets victory. So, if you bet on the Marlins, you got screwed.
Really?
Because the ninth didn't count.
Yep.
And our last
what the hell
moment.
What the hell are you doing? I'm kicking my ass!
Whoa, nice!
That's
Adonis. Nice call, Spark. All right.
It's like a Simpsons episode.
So this is Iowa.
Can I get a chip for that?
No.
All right. Damn. This is Iowa versus Ohio. Iowa State versus Ohio, September 16th, so a couple weeks ago. So Ohio wins the game 10-7 at Ohio. So after the loss, Coach Matt Campbell.
Is this Miami of Ohio?
No. Ohio Bobcats.
Ohio Bobcats.
Yeah.
Not Ohio. Oh, it's Ohio State. My bad.
Yeah, Ohio Bobcats for the Mac. So after the loss, Matt Campbell is leaving the game, and the exit for that stadium goes by the fan area. So while Matt Campbell is walking by, an Iowa State fan yells, "Campbell, what are you doing? You're in the hot seat." So Campbell turns around and goes to charge after the fan, and he's had to be held back by coaches and football players. And so Campbell's asked at the press conference, he replies, "I'm not perfect, I'm human." Let's see how not perfect Matt Campbell is. So as an Iowa State head coach, he had about 26 games where he is between a 4-point favorite and a 4-point dog, so in that range. His record in these games are 6-20. Oh. And he's got 11 game losing streak. And 2 years ago, he had Brock Purdy and Breece Hall as his starting quarterback and running back.
Jeez.
At the same time, he goes 7-6. Wow. So let's look at this video that I have of Matt Campbell charging the fan.
Uh-oh. Get after him! Hey,
what are you doing? You're on the hot seat. You're on the hot seat. Okay, but I have to tell my feet.
Matt Campbell, what the hell are you doing?
Is he related to Dan?
I have
what
no idea.
What the hell?
Lions coach. Sure.
And finally, we have our Batman of the Week.
Who could it be? Please be Australian.
Who could it
please
be?
It's Australian.
Please
be Australian.
Is it Mel Gibson? Because we just learned he's Australian.
Yeah, he's Australian. I got to get
he's an Aussie. Food.
Why is he going to take a drink every time?
I don't know.
And take his glasses off.
Lubricate the
yeah, okay.
instrument.
Here we go. Batman, Riddler is taking hostages at the Oscars. What are we going to do? Alfred, get the Batmobile. What I'm going to do is go as disguise, and I'm going to appear as John Malkovich. So I'm going to pretend to be John Malkovich. And when I go in there, they're going to think, I'm the real John Malkovich, and John Malkovich, the fake one, who's really the real one, is going to be the one that's going to be kicked out. And that's how I'm going to defeat Riddler as John Malkovich.
Okay. Was that
John Malkovich? John
Malkovich. Okay. You kind of gave it away.
You said it 40
I was going
times,
Christopher but, Reeve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christopher Reeve.
All right, nice. All right, well, let's get back to our games.
Game.
Thank you, Tommy, for the entertainment. That was a great time.
Entertainment value, way up.
Now, our next game is called Man Jeopardy. This is a Jeopardy-style game. We have three categories.
Jeopardy.
And each category goes 1 through 5. There is a daily double before Tommy Ooh. Asks.
Yay.
Our three categories today are kangaroos,
Don't buzz early.
Which is more about Australian actors and actresses. Football.
Where did this come from, by the
which
way?
Which is all, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Football, which is all football related questions.
Like,
and
like wait, Australian football like or
NFL football.
Okay.
And TV and movie geography.
So damn
which
it.
Is
Brisbane.
All about the geography of movies and television. All right, Spark, you are in dead last, so we're going to let you lead the way. We'll let Josh finish writing the categories. All right. Sparky, what category for how much?
Football for one.
Football for one. This team rung 70 in a game against Josh.
Miami Dolphins.
That is correct.
Fins up. Super Fins, Super Bowl.
Let's go Canes for one.
Wait, just a
second. Take your time, buddy.
Canes?
Kangaroos.
Oh, Kings.
Kings.
Okay. Kangaroos for one. Crikey, she was funny as Fat Amy. Number four, Sparky.
Oh my god, I know her name.
Sorry. As soon as that clears, you guys can go if you know it. Tommy?
Melissa McCarthy.
No, unfortunately.
God, what is your fucking name?
Josh, you will have a free
these are
guess
people.
If you wanna.
Yeah, I can't remember her name either. I'm so mad at myself. Just say it.
Just
it is Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, goddamn. I just Wilson. Watched the clip about her yesterday too, damn it.
All right, we're going to go give the board to Tommy because he hasn't had one yet.
Ooh, let me guess.
Let's go geography for one.
Geography for one. All right, for this one, I'm going to give you the name of some of the places. You tell me the movie or the movie series, okay? Coast City, Midway City, Arkham, Metropolis, Sparky,
Superman, the series, you said the Superman series, right?
Unfortunately, that is not correct. Tommy.
Batman.
Unfortunately, that is not correct.
Anyway, Buzz.
Metropolis and Gotham finishes out the question.
I'm going to go with Gotham.
Unfortunately, that is not correct. We're looking for the DC Universe.
Oh,
the DC Universe.
You're thinking too...
Too close-minded.
All right. You're so, Sparky, back to you, buddy.
All right, well, let's go with football for two.
Football for two. This wide receiver caught 18 passes for 200... Tommy.
Puka Nacua?
Unfortunately, no. For 215 yards and... Oh, sorry. You got to wait till that buzzes.
Keenan Allen.
Correct. And threw a TD in week three. That
he
was
had him.
Keenan Allen. Two chips.
Smart
triples his,
yep.
his total.
All right. I am tied with Tom now.
Nice.
All right. Let's go football for three.
Football for three. For three chips each, who are the only two QBs to start all four or to start all four games and have yet to throw an interception? Tommy.
I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud.
That is correct.
Brock Purdy.
That is incorrect. Anybody want the other shot as soon as it clears? C.J. Stroud is one. As well, just take a shot. Josh?
Matthew Stafford?
That is incorrect. Sparky, you're going to have to wait. Go ahead.
Don't do it without counting me down. Because I'm going to do.
That's fair.
Let's go Russell Wilson.
That is incorrect. For a chip, he's the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals.
Josh Dobbs.
Just throw a pick. Correct. He has not thrown a pick yet. Okay, Tommy, you have the board.
Let's go with geography for two.
TV and movie geography for two. Endor.
The Marvel Spark. Universe.
That is incorrect. I'll wait till it goes off before I keep going. Tommy.
Star Wars.
That is correct. Endor, Hoth, Cloud City, Naboo, and Tatooine.
I just went with DC. We're both looking like... The next one will be Marvel.
All right, you still have
the board, Tommy.
Let's go with football for five.
Football for five. Name the only two undefeated teams left.
Oh, shit, I had it. The Philadelphia Eagles and...
And I'm sorry, Josh.
Crap. Is it the Lions? No, 49ers and Eagles. 49ers and Eagles.
I'm sorry, you said the Lions.
I didn't finish, but I had a name two. I had a name two. I didn't give my final answer.
49ers and Eagles.
That is correct.
But I didn't give my final answer.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Why are you sorry? I didn't finish. I had a name two.
Yeah, but once you buzz, you got to guess.
Not true. It's not Sparky's episode.
TV geography five.
TV and geography for five. The pits, the docks, the farm. Sparky.
Walking Dead.
That is incorrect. Oh, right, I do like, I should have put that in there.
I guess that's what that was.
All right, the pits, the docks, the farm, Old Town, and Basin City. You guys gonna take a guess before I...
Can I hear it one more time? Sure. Sorry, I was still on the football for one. Yep.
The pits, the docks, the farm, Old Town, and Basin City.
No. I'll go... I can't think of a guess. Resident Evil.
That is incorrect.
Oh, that's my other guess. judged by Sparky's thing, I'm going to go with... I don't know. NYPD Blue.
No.
Sin City.
It is. Oh, I'll Sin give you City. A chip for that.
Damn it.
Sin City. That was good.
Damn.
Okay. Josh, we'll give you the board.
Canes for two. Kangaroos for two.
Kangaroos for two.
What are we doing on this category again?
Australian actors.
Actresses. Oh, that's right. Okay. Mel Gibson.
This guy was great in The Time Machine and Memento.
Oh, my God.
This Why guy does he do more movies? Was great in The Time Machine and Memento. What else did I just see him in? He was a villain in something. Spark.
I don't know his first name. Franco.
James Franco?
Yeah.
This guy was great in The Time Machine and Memento.
I don't remember his name.
It was Guy Pearce. Guy Pearce.
Guy George Pearce.
Spark, we'll give it back to you.
Okay, let's go Geo for three.
Geo.
TV and movie geography for three. Sorry, I just want to make sure I didn't miss the Daily Double. I did not. Okay. Dorn, The Reach, The Riverlands, Westeros. Spark.
Game of Thrones.
That is Game of Thrones.
Should have got it on Dorne.
Winterfell.
The Reach almost had me say Halo.
No, that's,
I'm not gonna lie. I hit the button on the reach, thinking Halo, and then you said Westeros. I'm like, that's not it.
That's not Halo.
You still got the board.
Let's finish off Geo for four.
Okay, Geography for four. Pan Am. Sparky.
Hunger Games.
That is correct. Good. Give me one of those white ones, please. It was Pan Am, District 12, District 7.
I was going to say the airport.
All right, Sparky, you still got the board. We got four. Football for four. All right. Wants to stay away from the Australians. Okay. But eventually, they will come looking for you. This rookie wide receiver is second in the NFL behind Justin Jefferson. Tommy.
Puka Nacua.
With 501 yards.
There's Puka.
Puka Nacua is correct. All right, so you want 3, 4, or 5 for kangaroos?
Do you really want the daily
double? No, kangaroos for three.
Kangaroos for three. Can't have an Australian category without this crocodile. Josh.
Paul Hogan.
Dundee star Paul Hogan for three chips.
He jumped.
That's the first one I got.
And you're still beating both of us combined.
Yeah, but you guys are going to come back. That's how it always goes. Canes for four.
This is the Daily Double. How much do you want to wager?
Just five.
Vagina. Okay. Sticking with it?
Put some white on. Okay. That's only four.
Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you get
it. If there was a top 12 list, this kick-ass actor who played Hulk and in the movie Troy would be on it.
I'm having so much trouble with these guys' names today. Picture in my head. Him and Brad Pitt would fight, and they'd actually fight, and he gave... Paul Blart.
That is incorrect. Go ahead. Oh, it is Sparky.
Orlando Bloom?
That is not correct. He is in that movie.
Can I just guess? Eric Bana.
Eric Bana is correct.
I didn't know his name.
Dang it, man. That was the Guy one I Pierce, actually knew.
Eric Bana, Rebel Wilson.
And I was going to go all in on that. Well, no. It wasn't.
All right, and finally, for Sparky would have coaxed me to do it all in. This Australian beauty blew me away and take me home tonight. Warm bodies, Josh.
I don't even know. For some reason, I heard "Take Me Home Tonight" and
Take me home tonight.
Just to keep moving, Emma Stone.
No, unfortunately, yeah. "Take Me Home Tonight" and "Lights Out." Anyone have a guess? She's not hugely known.
I don't know her name, but I think she's hot.
Yeah, she's great.
Chloe Javate.
It is not. It is Teresa Palmer. Teresa Palmer. All right.
She's also in I Am Number 4.
Yes.
Definitely. I Am Number
4. All right, so go ahead, count your chips up, please. And while we are doing this, Sparky, we'll hear your segment. Oh, are we going to go to commercial first? Yeah, let's do commercial.
It's a commercial.
Ask for that paying the bills for us.
Listening chip.
Yeah, listening chip. All right, before we get to Sparky's segment, we have our chip count. Tommy's in the lead with 22. Josh is still hanging right there with 21. And boom. Sparky's bringing up the rear, but definitely still in this at 11.
You got Clubber Langed.
Spark, tell us what's been going on in your world.
In the city of Sparkman.
So... I've been kind of trying to be a little more active lately and doing a few things and realizing I'm definitely not as young as I used to be and nowhere near as in shape as I'd like to be. So I'm going to talk about at least one thing that I want to focus on and then kind of get your guys' input on what you guys think you might want to do or whatnot. I know, Josh, you work out on a daily. We've seen your basement.
So, I swooped them. I
kind of want to come over and start using that.
Yeah.
We dominated that bow flex.
Yeah, we did.
No idea.
That's the one thing I want to get out of.
The only video I saw was Ryan dominate Josh's fridge.
But one thing I really want to do is I want to focus on just flat out getting up and moving. Because I sit at a desk a lot at work. I sit at home, watch TV a lot. So what I told myself I'm going to try to focus on starting this month is for a month, I want to go 10,000 steps a day, at least 10,000 steps a day. And then once I get that up and going for a month, next month, I want to go to 1250 or 12,500 and then 15. Just slowly work it up. I'd like to get to at least 15, somewhere between 15 and 20 per day on an average to make me feel like I'm moving. I think 10,000 is just on the low end for people that I should be able to get up and move to somewhere between 15 and 20.
The like numbers you're putting up back in the day.
In the day when I was playing softball three times a night. I mean, and I was also working at Aaron's, not at a desk. Right, you were picking, I was right? picking yeah. and moving and all that. So I was putting up 20, 25,000 steps a day back then. But now I'm at 11,500. I feel like if I get up after this episode, I'm going to fall over. My legs are hurt.
Right.
I did 17,000 on Saturday. We went to a pumpkin farm. We went to an apple orchard. And I drove around the entire state of fucking Illinois.
I don't understand why.
And getting out after that car ride sucked.
Freaking legs hurt.
But yeah, I mean, that's just one thing I want to do with not even getting into the food aspect or anything. But just trying to be a little more active. And that's my main goal right now. Because I feel like I struggle when I'm walking. Like when I went to Disney this summer, we did 29,000 steps at Magic Kingdom in one day. I wanted to cut my legs off at the waist. I was done. And that was the first day of the trip. We were planning on going to Disney again in 2 years and then 2 years again after that.
Just do one park each time.
Other places out there, buddy. What? I'm just kidding.
Just do one park each time.
Well, no. So the next one we're going to plan on doing all four. And then the one in 2 years, we're planning on making that the big one where we're going to try to do everything, stay on the property, and do it all out type thing. This one, we're still going to do timeshare and try to save money on that. Eating at the timeshare prior to going, but then eating kids' meals there. And then... focus on this.
I'm with you.
But yeah, so I'm going to move it over to the next closest one to my size and go to Ryan first.
Oh, that's me.
I'm with you with that. I love my Fitbit. Unfortunately, I cracked the face of it, and I always, when I take it off, I somehow lose it. So I'm not on it as much as I should be, but...
hook you up, bro.
It doesn't come off.
Yeah, right.
What the heck?
I can't sleep with it, which I want to.
Inside his skin.
Yeah. But no, I agree. I definitely need to get moving like ASAP, and also need to be watching what I'm eating, obviously. But I'm starting with some small things and hoping to compound, you know, build off them. But steps is definitely one that I want to get to. And my phone I have where you got to close the ring every day. And, you know, so that's a goal of mine that I try to do. So when I'm out driving in between orders, I'll get out of my car now and try to walk around a little bit.
Walk around the car?
Nap or...
Hey, Amazon's hiring.
Can I make a suggestion for you on that?
Yeah, definitely.
So how close do you typically park when you go to pick up food?
Closest spot.
Yeah.
Close. Park a couple spots away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was one thing back when I used to do this, where I used to try to get more steps, or I used to bet you.
Yeah.
If I go to Walmart, I don't park up front. I park further back so I get more steps. Right. Or when I'm running into the gas station, I don't park as close as I can. I park a little further away to get a couple more steps every time.
Yeah.
No, so it's just a great idea. Just something for you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Instead of parking driveway, just park your car over by Rookies.
Yeah.
And you just walk.
Walk here every day.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Tommy, go ahead. Tell us how you're so fit.
I play soccer Wednesdays by beating Josh.
God damn it.
The last play.
He did like a Steve Smith kind of move, like where, you know, the fake went away. Like he did like a spin, turn around, just kicked it in. I'm like, oh. Uh-huh. 2 weeks ago when I was there, the guy scored the last goal through my legs. So the last two times I've been there, I've been like, just looked like an idiot at the end.
Although
dude, Josh, you realize I've played indoor soccer with him. Girls knock him down.
Next time I'll get a little physical with him then. I got you.
There you
it
go.
Doesn't you can sneeze and he'll fall.
Although I heard that I found out that Josh's middle name is Motherfucker, because we always call him Josh Motherfucking Porter, and then some guy comes in and is like, he walks into the house and goes, Josh Motherfucking Porter?
it's the whole state knows.
But yeah, I play soccer Wednesdays, and then I got the basketball hoop. I'll just shoot hoops around there, and then
I remember when you and I used to play basketball.
Yeah.
playing over
Mallard. Trying to get some running in, so yeah. Oh, Mallard, yeah.
There. Josh, how about you, bud?
I noticed too, because I went from, you know, coaching 27 classes a week last year to this year not coaching, and I'm in the warehouse more, but not doing as much moving and walking and moving with the kids and playing sports. So it's been trouble. Like my goal was before 1,000 calories a day, and I've never closed my rings on my watch, so I dropped it to 800 just so I can close at least five times a week. But like Sparky said, as you get older, it's just, it's horrible. And for me, all of my drives are an hour long, and whenever I get out of the car, I'm hurting. So there's a lot of it, I think, is what I'm learning more and more is our diet. We all have a pretty crappy diet. I don't know exactly what Tommy eats over here, but I know we...
No one does.
He just drinks Windex.
Tomorrow, I'll take a picture of my drawer at my desk, and you guys can all just rip me.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's going to come down as we continue to get older about what we eat. If we change our diet, we'll have more energy to do more things. I mean, right now I'm living this... Get up, have coffee, energy drink later on in the day, finish the night because I can't go to sleep. I'll take a melatonin. So I'm not doing some healthy stuff right now, which I got to fix and clean up for that. And I think that'll help me in other places. And then I'm trying to work out more than I am, which is twice a week right now, even though I got that full workout room in my house. So it's just going to come down to time management. But you got to make it a priority, and you definitely have to change the way you eat because that'll change everything, in my opinion, and I'm not there yet, but I agree that's how it is.
That's where you cook nice. With olive oil.
Cook with olive oil.
All right. Well, if you have a trick that you can help us all get more in shape, please let us know.
Cook
on
with
Facebook.
Olive oil. There you go.
we have our Almost Live in the Basement group there. Or just call Josh. Together. You know, always just call Josh.
You and I had our times. You and I work like opposite schedules. That's our biggest problem.
Same problem. That's the greatest thing about Kim and I's relationship is that we work opposite. She walked in the door at 2:22. I left at 2:30.
Yeah. So you just don't get any jars.
And I'll be home at midnight.
I'm sure she loves to hear that.
She'll be up at 3 a.m. and leave. Like, Saturday, I got home at 4:30 in the morning. She was arriving at work at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Jeez. All right. Well, let's get to our last game. Or not our last game, our second to last game before Final Jeopardy. It's the last game before Final Jeopardy. So, this game is called
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi.
All right, and here's how it works, because the rules are kind of crazy. So, listen up. I've had three people test drive this game. They all really liked it, so I hope you guys do as well. Here, please leave the chips there. Otherwise, we're going to have to start penalizing you. All right, so here's how it works. If you get one right in a row, you get a chip. Okay, basically, I'm going to tell you a name. You just got to write on your board, D or A, dead or alive. Also, if they're dead, write the year they died. And if they're alive, write how old they are. If you get that right, it's just five bonus chips for you. Now, let's say you get one right, and then the second one you get right as well. Well, your train builds. Now you're up to two. You get the next one right, now you're up to three. You get the next one right, you got four. But let's say the next one you get wrong, you collect your train, and you start all the way back at one again. So if you go on a long streak on this, you can make a lot of ground up really fast.
How many are there altogether?
There are 25.
Damn.
You don't have to bank like Weakest Link, right?
Bank.
No, you don't have to bank, which is funny because that was the exact – that's how I started this game is you had to bank. But I'm like, I don't want to do it because – I'm like, Sparkles will never bank. And Josh will bank on two.
I'll be the half medium. And just...
Oh. Okay. All right. So, yeah, make sure you can erase. And are you guys ready?
So, you're just writing D or A.
D or A and then the year or their age. Okay? Or their age. But you have to get this. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Napkins. Wow.
When did you go to the movie theater?
From the bingo.
And who was there?
Nice, nice. Free bingo Wednesday, guys. A lot of fun.
Oh, free.
Some good prizes.
Kids can play
every
too.
Wednesday. Yep.
All right. You want to go this Wednesday?
Yes. Okay. You guys ready? Sorry. I had a brain fart there. And you only got 5 seconds, okay? So you got to do it fast. All right? Ready? Because there's a lot of these. First one is James Earl Jones, dead or alive? And if you think he's dead, what year did he die? If you think he's alive, how old do you think he is? 3 seconds. 2 seconds, one, and flip. Alive, alive,
died.
And dead. Sparky didn't even put a year.
Wait, what are you supposed to put for alive?
How old he is.
Oh, oops.
Unfortunately, Josh, you are wrong. Okay. They are right on there.
He died during
COVID. Died in
79. Do you want to just take a guess at the first one?
Yes, 83.
He is 92. He is good 92 Lord. Years old.
What do you put for age?
79.
Okay. So, second one.
What are these two?
So, you guys already have your one.
Oh, me, Sparky.
Oh, like, do you want to put mine over here? So
well, no, because like I have to build it across.
Oh, all right.
Josh's will be in the middle.
Okay.
All right. Next one is former President Jimmy Carter. Former President Jimmy Carter. Dead or alive.
Jim Carter.
All right. Jim ready? Carter. 3, 2, 1, flip. Alive, alive, dead. He is alive.
He's
so,
like 83 years old.
Sparky's list or Sparky's train goes to him. Tommy builds his up to 2. Josh gets his to 1, and he is 98 years old.
Oh, holy crap!
So not 91 or 83 like your guess. All right, moving on to number 3, Nancy Reagan. Nancy Reagan. Dead or alive? 3 seconds, gentlemen. 2, 1.
Nancy and I were looking for the other side of my head.
Dead, alive, alive. Tommy moves on again. She is dead. He put in 2009. She died in 2016.
Oh, shit.
All right, Josh.
Okay, I joke. Bad joke. He's like, now she can find the other side of my head.
Oh, jeez. All right. Number 4, Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron. I was going to give you a little into what they are, but maybe you don't know these guys. Maybe it's an advantage. I'm not going to say anything about anybody. So Hank Aaron, dead or alive, 3 seconds. 2, 1, flip. Dead, dead, dead. He is dead. We have 2009, 2019 for both of you. He died in 2021. So Tommy's train is building fast.
I'm like a Chattanooga train.
Josh and Sparky are both on the board.
Bang on the murder train.
All right, number 5, Robert Redford. Robert Redford, dead or alive? 3 seconds. And flip. I see dead, alive, alive. He is alive. So
in your
finally,
face, Tom.
The Tommy train.
I really thought he died
comes
I made
to an end.
I know I made an Austin joke.
Alive. Sparky goes to 2. Josh goes to 2. 94 and 88. He is 87. 87. Josh.
So what happens if you get the year right?
You get 5 bonus chips instantly. All right. Step next bonus. One is number 6 is Joe Namath. Joe Namath. Is Joe alive? Is Joe dead? 3 seconds, gentlemen. 2, 1. Flip. Alive, alive, alive. He is alive. I see 89, 84, 89. He is 80 years old.
I always like, he just started making fun of him. He just made fun of Zach Wilson.
Yes, it did. You're right. Yeah, that kind of gave it away. But Josh and Sparky are now up to, what do they got there? 6 chips already. Their track is moving.
I need your train to die.
Okay. Number 7.
Bank. Just kidding.
I said that I lost the last one, so. Oh.
George Carlin. George Carlin. You didn't lose it. It's right here.
No, I mean, I got the next question.
Oh, sorry.
His train ended.
Yeah, yes. Oh, I get it. Yeah, now you... Okay. Ready? My bad. And flip.
What happened
George Carlin.
This time,
dead. Nice. He did die, unfortunately. Great comedian. 2008 was the year, not 6.
Oh, wow.
6
years
ago. I knew it was a while ago. I didn't know it was that long ago.
I didn't think it was that long ago.
So Josh's train keeps moving. Sparky's train keeps moving. Tommy's train is starting to build again. All right, number 8. Bill Russell. Bill Russell. Is Bill alive or dead? Wanted dead or alive. Ready, guys? Set. Flip.
Died last
alive,
year.
Dead, and alive. Mm-hmm. Bill Russell died in 2022. Josh Porter.
Whoa. You're not allowed to wear number 6 in the NFL. NBA anymore.
Wow. Josh, so Sparky's train comes to an end. 8, 11, 13, 14. Tommy's train comes to an end at 3. Josh's train keeps building, and he gets 5 bonus chips for
thanks
getting
for
the year right. Wow, solid. Oh, we'll do it at the end. Oh, okay. No, you're right. Is that 10?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Thank you. Okay. Number 9. No, Tommy's one of Tommy's favorites here. Adam West. Adam West. dead or alive.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
You know, shouldn't have said anything. My bad.
I may have to switch this. We're good.
You still good?
Yeah.
Two more here. Ready, set, flip.
He did.
Dead, dead, and alive. He is dead. Adam West is the original Batman. So six for Josh's train. Tommy's to one. 2018-22. He died in 2017. Unfortunately.
Oh, wow. So close, though. I was on the family guy. Yeah. For some reason, I thought I was going to COVID.
All right. Number 10. We'll be 40% done after this question. We have Anne Margaret. Anne Margaret. Is Anne Margaret dead or alive? Josh probably is the longest train I've seen yet. It's
well, he's six. Met all these people.
He's at their birth. I get the old joke today.
All right, ready? Let's flip. Alive, dead, and dead. She is alive, and she is 82 years old. So that brings the end. I jinxed Josh by saying the name 11.
That's all right. 15, and Margaret 18, was, I thought I heard she 20, died.
21 chip train. Nice job. Sparky doesn't get moving yet. Tommy's building again.
Bruce Willis got on his train.
All right. Number 11.
Unbreakable.
Fat Joe. Fat Joe. Is he alive or is he dead? I'm not talking about Prindle.
Shout out to Joe for his jokes.
Jokes.
I think he's dying again.
Forgot about that.
You gotta turn it.
Here's is more it, pens.
That's what I did with mine.
All right, we ready? Still writing. He's just pushing harder.
Reading the story.
Set, flip. That's a dead.
Yeah.
That's an alive. That's a dead. He is alive, and he is 53 years old.
I've been 62.
So, oh, yeah. The only thing that's dead is his career. Yeah.
So big, Josh, big after Big Pun died.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Josh got one. I tried to trick you guys. Three for Tommy. Josh's train has now left the station. All right. Number 12, Carrie Fisher. Is Carrie Fisher dead or alive? Ready? Set.
I think I got it right.
Flip.
Dead 2018.
Can you flip pens for me next one?
Dead 2019. 2019,
2018, 2021. You all got it right. She is dead, but she died in 2016. So nobody got the year right.
I was
trying to
figure out when I was dating Mari.
So this is Josh,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Sparky's train gets going. Tommy's train gets going. Oof. And Josh moves to the
Forced
second
and Saber in that one.
I'm all right, number
Yuma,
13.
I'm at Yuma 310.
Nice. Number 13, John Wooden. John Wooden. Is John Wooden dead or alive? Well, even if you don't know, luckily you get a 50-50 shot. You're right anyway. And three, two, flip.
That's an A for 77.
Dead, right, alive, and dead. John Wooden is dead. Great coach of
John
the
Wooden
UCLA...
Award.
Yes, the UCLA Bruins won the most championships in college basketball history. Died in 2010, oh. Not 19 or 20. But
oh, that was 15, by the way.
Oh, wow. Sparky goes to 2010. Nice.
If I don't know the year,
and Tommy goes
if 10. I don't know the year, I always go 2020 for COVID.
There you go. Yeah,
right. 2020, 2021.
Number 14, Jim Brown. Jim Brown. Is Jim Brown dead or alive? You guys ready?
Buy you some new dry erase markers.
And flip. Alive, dead, and alive. Jim Brown unfortunately died last year in 2023. Josh gets the train this year.
Last year
gets the train moving. Tommy, you get three chips.
I know he died recently. That's the reason I thought it was.
Damn. All right.
I guess
I just watched him on Ballers.
Yeah, well, is he in Ballers?
Yes, he is.
You got Running Man.
15. George Harrison. George Harrison. And while they're doing that, we'll talk about Jim Brown. He was possibly the greatest football player of all time, at least running back. Cleveland Browns, 60s. Retired early, like Barry Sanders. And are we ready to flip on George Harrison? Sparkles, are we ready to flip? There we go. And flip. George Harrison, everybody knew he died, which is correct. So the trains are all moving, but he died in 2001.
Ah, like I knew it was a long time ago, but I couldn't remember.
So Sparky's moving again. Murdered? Tommy's moving again. Nope, that was
John Lennon.
No, there's someone like broke into his house.
No, not that I know.
The former broke into my house.
He started moving stuff with the music video.
All right, number 16. Doc Gooden. Is he dead or is he alive?
It's the first one I don't know.
I know exactly who he is.
I hope so. Dead or alive. Doc. And he is going to be Doc Gooden. Ready?
No.
Hurry up, hurry up, and flip.
I don't know if he's dead or alive, though.
Alive, alive, alive. He is alive. The great Mets pitcher in the 80s is 58 years old.
I'm like, I knew you guys were way off on the age. It was just a matter of if he was alive or dead.
Sparky and Tommy go to two. Josh goes to three.
Like, he also knows a baseball player if he knew him.
He pitched for the Yankees, too, and threw a perfect game.
Yeah. And he also did a lot of drugs.
Yes.
Number 17, Jerry Stiller. Jerry Stiller.
Who the fuck is that?
Doc Gooden was, I think he was the first black pitcher that I had seen in my life, and I really liked him. Like, I thought he was excellent. Got a lot of injury issues later in his career.
Jerry Stiller.
Yep, Jerry Springfield.
What year are we in right now? 23?
We are.
Okay.
I had to learn that the hard way.
Festivus for the rest.
All right, let's flip it.
Yes.
Jerry Stiller, who was Ben Stiller's dad and was in King of Queens and
Seinfeld.
He died in 2020. Ooh. So nobody got the year.
That's our COVID year. We missed it.
Oh, yeah, dang it.
I thought I heard he died a long time ago or something.
Three, and four. Have you ever seen the outtake from Seinfeld when it's him and what's the main girl?
Elaine.
And he's like, you want a piece of me? And she cannot stop laughing. Like, she falls on the floor every time because she's making fun of his son, who is George. All right, here we go.
George can't stand you.
Number 18, Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando. Is he dead or is he alive? Josh's train is back up to a big level. See if I jinxed him again. Ready? Flip.
No, we're good. I just don't know the year.
Dead is correct. He died. Tommy is the closest. 2004.
Oh.
So it moves Josh to the floor.
You guys gotta get something wrong. Seriously.
Josh,
my trains are rolling.
Red, please.
Yeah. Everyone's trains are rolling. Yeah, I got a four set train. Right, Josh got a five set train.
Sparks get a four. All right, ready? Number 19 is Jake the Snake. Jake the Snake Roberts.
This one I don't know.
Marlon Brando, you probably know him from Godfather. He's in Apocalypse Now. The Island of Dr. Monroe when he was older.
Notoriously. He's talking about Jake.
Talk through the nose.
I'll wait.
Greens, if that helps.
I'll wait.
Okay. And let's flip for Marlon Brando.
No, it's Jake the Roberts, Jake the Snake.
I'm sorry, for Jake the Snake. Died. Jake the Snake is alive.
He's still alive? I thought the snake killed him.
Yeah. I actually thought I heard that too. But like, no, he is still alive. And they're making like documentary movies about him. So that ends everybody's train.
Who is the
Arizona quarterback? They called Jake the Snake as well.
Jake Plummer,
yes.
Right, good call.
Oh, he's dead. I'm
saying. Jake's career is.
Jake the Snake is alive, and unfortunately for him, he's only 68, so he probably has more years living.
No. All right. Snake killed him.
I swear to God, I thought I heard that.
Number 20. Thought I did too, which is why funny. I put him on the list. I was surprised. Number 20 is Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight. Don't want to turn and watch a highlight of my Dolphins being destroyed by Stephon Diggs. Don't want to see it. Jake the Snake Roberts, an 80s wrestler, was a WWF icon. All right, let's flip it over on Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight, we got dead and alive. Bobby Knight is alive.
Yeah!
He is 82, not 92, but Sparky is on the board.
I thought you tripped over a chair, and that's how you died.
No, he threw the chair.
He threw the chair. Not looking, he tripped over.
Yeah.
We have five people left. Another dead or alive game. Still chance to build up some chips, especially if you get a year right. We have Charlie Murphy.
Who wants to come over here and sex with Charlie Murphy?
Fuck your couch. Or is he alive? And talk about Bobby Knight, legendary basketball coach from the University of Indiana and Texas Tech. He also coached Jordan in the Olympics.
No one coaches Jordan.
Yeah, true. He actually said that. Actually,
he's like, just go play.
Let's find out about Charlie Murphy. What do we got? Dead. He unfortunately did die. A very funny comedian, 19? Brother of Eddie Murphy. Sparky is super close, but no, 17. He died in 2017. So Sparky goes to 2.
The Black Hawk.
Josh is at 1, and Thomas is at 1. I have no clue who that was. Okay, 4 left.
From the Chappelle Show?
Bobby Brown.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Bobby Brown.
Kiss my ass!
Is Bobby Brown dead or alive?
It's Bobby Brown.
Charlie Murphy was the brother of Eddie Murphy. It was big star on the Chappelle Show. Also played in some movies like, what is that, airplane movie?
CB4.
CB4, yeah. Sell back 4. Nice. 4. Yes.
I'm struggling with your mark.
He's funny. Right? I'm very sorry.
I have to tilt mine like this.
If you want to use that card,
just,
you can do
we're
that.
Good. Just keep going.
All right. We're almost
four left. The Sharpie.
4 left, yep. All right. Show me. Dead or alive? I see dead. I see alive. I see dead. He is alive. Whitney's dead. Andrew Child, dead. Unfortunately, died. But Bobby Christina, but he is 54, not 58. But Sparky gets 3 chips and his train ended. Tommy gets 1 and his train ended. The master of evil. Try to battle my boys?
That's not illegal.
All right, 3 left. Josh, if he could build this train up, could make a killing here. Number 23, the ultimate warrior. The ultimate warrior. Dead or alive? Sparky seems pretty confident on this one.
And watch it come all crashing down. Because I'm completely wrong.
And flip. I see a dead. I see a live. I see a dead. The ultimate warrior is dead. The ultimate warrior died in 2014. Unfortunately, nobody gets that right. But Josh's train ends at 3.
Got the year right.
Sorry, the year. I was hoping we give away some more year bonuses.
Yeah, I need
I think
those.
Austin had like 3 or 4 of those, which is crazy.
He's a year guy.
Yeah, he's a year guy. All right, 24, Richard Pryor.
The toy.
Dead or alive. Hopefully this makes you guys think a little bit. Maybe this will pop up again. Ultimate Warrior, one of my favorite wrestlers when I was a kid.
Yeah, he was always out of breath before you started the match.
And now I watch documentary on him, and I find out he was a racist piece of shit.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't want to watch any of that.
Don't know about you. Don't want to learn about your heroes. All right, flip. I see dead, and dead. Unfortunately, Richard Pryor is gone. He died in 2005. But Sparky's train moves to 2. Tommy's train moves to 2, and Josh is on the board.
Who's Richard Pryor?
The toy?
No, Superman 3.
The comedian? The
moving?
Superman 3.
Superman 3.
Well, Brewster's Millions.
He's also the toy.
Yeah. What else was he? See No Evil, Hear No Evil, right?
Wow. You know that movie?
Yeah, and Gene Wilder. All right.
He bought a ticket to the theater.
What was Eddie Murphy movie?
Harlem Nights.
And the toys. Say Boomerang. Yeah, the toy's great.
Finally, yeah, if he wasn't on so many drugs, man, that guy would have been amazing. We have Dick Butkus is our very last person, and I love putting his name in because my son would crack up every time he would hear it.
Austin?
Nope. 6-year-old.
Hold on. I think it's not working. There we go.
Dick Butkus, is he dead or alive? All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. Alive, dead, and alive. Dick Butkus is alive. Dick Butkus is 80 years old.
Yeah.
So Josh doesn't get any more. He gets his 1 chip. Sparky is going to get 6 more. So let's give it 5-1. 5-1 for Tommy.
Dead or alive hit.
All right. You guys like that game?
Yeah, it was fun.
3 fives. You got it. All right. Let's get a chip count for us.
44.
70.
All right. So.
This is where we use our pen.
Yep. Yeah, luckily. Yeah. We got our pens and.
You said 44 sparks?
What are those?
Greens. 2 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Gotcha. So what are you at?
58.
All right. So before we get
what's
to.
What's Josh at?
70.
Our final Jeopardy.
44.
Josh leads with 70. Josh, are you gonna hold on for this one?
I gotta hear the category, so yeah.
Tommy has 58, Sparky has 44, but this is a crazy episode and it is not a normal Final Jeopardy.
Oh, it's a Sparky. Here's
the Final Jeopardy. There are 10 questions. So what you can do is you can only bid 10% of what you have, and that will be your answer for that will be your bid for all 10 questions. So everyone you get right, let's just say you bid 5. Everyone you get right, you get 5. If you lose it, you lose 5. And the last one, if you want right now, once I tell you the category, you can choose to double, triple, or just keep it normal. Okay? Even if you don't have that many. So right now, Sparky could only bid 4 chips per question, up to 4. He could triple the last one, which would be 12. Tommy, you can bid up to 5. Josh, you can bid up to 7. Nope. Because if you lost all of them, I guess, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. No, you could bid. Yeah, you're right. What am I thinking?
I'm at 58, 5.8. 10% is 5.8.
Yeah, you can only bid 5.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking.
You were thinking right. Now let's dance.
So you fucking crushed me right there. You ruined me.
So wait, I can bid up to 5 or 6.
You can bid up 5. But what I need to see right now is I need you to write your bids on your cards. And I need you to write if you're going to double or triple the last answer. Before we do that, though, Josh, you're right. We need the category.
Oh, where's my pen?
And the category is, where the hell am I? That's the category.
Where the hell am I?
So, wait. You can't change.
No, it's just one bid.
Your bid is this no matter what.
Yep.
Even for the end, for the last one?
Even for the last one. You got to write it right now if you're going to double or triple it on the last one. I wanted to make it so this way the math would get a little crazy. Our math buffs couldn't just
double or triple.
Where am I now?
Not your total.
Where the hell am I?
So you need double, triple your total chips.
Where the hell am I?
No, your bid, right? Not your total chips. Your bid. Okay,
yes. Yeah. So you can be 15 on that last one.
If I did 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Up to 15, you could do. Josh could do up 21. Spark could do up to 12. Okay. Everybody got their bids? Let's flip.
Yep.
Let's see where we are.
Oh, I've bid 3, and I did single 3 for the last.
Can I see your pen real quick? 3 single for Josh.
Oh, I didn't put the thing on there, so it's got to be single.
Okay. 3 single for Tommy and Spark.
I did balls to the wall. 4 triple.
4 triple.
Oh, man.
Okay,
he's
nice.
He's going for
4
it.
Triple.
Proud of him.
I usually don't do it.
Now, flip the card to the other side so you can write your answers in there, okay? Or wherever you have enough room to write them, but you're going to need 10 answers, okay? So here's how it works. Again, I'm going to tell you the name of a location, and you are going to tell me the movie that...
Geography?
Wait, what?
Geography!
What?
Where the hell am I? Ready?
You didn't... Oh, my God. Damn it.
Here we go. The first one is Crystal Lake, New Jersey. Crystal Lake, New Jersey. What movie? And there is a theme here, as it is October. Number 2. And if there are multiple, you just have to put 1, okay? Number 2 is Castle Rock, Maine. Castle Rock, Maine. You can always go back if you have the time to, but I'll have to move forward every 10 seconds with another one as my ice machine goes crazy in the background.
People need ice.
Number 3 is Gatlin, Nebraska. And the correct answer is not Diane. Diana. Gatlin, Nebraska. Or maybe it is. Number 4. Is Springwood, Ohio. Springwood, Ohio. Number 5, some may say is a gimme, Raccoon City. Raccoon City for number 5. Number 6, Haddonfield, Illinois. Haddonfield, Illinois.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad that I didn't put a single, double, or triple.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Shit.
Number 7 is Hawkins, Indiana. Hawkins, Indiana. Number 8 is Sunnydale, California. Sunnydale, California. Number 9 is Derry, Maine. Derry, Maine.
Question is, am I going to get 4 more than Josh on this? Shit.
I know, I'm struggling too. I'm kind of nervous about it.
And the 10th and final one, which is worth 3 chips for Josh and Tommy and 12 chips for Sparkles, is Hill Valley, California. Hill Valley, California. All right.
Can I hear number?
A little time.
Yep. I need number 4 again.
Number 4 is Springwood, Ohio.
I think you got 2 right. 2 of them.
All right, my clock down. If anybody wants to keep guessing or keep looking at your answers, you got 5 more seconds.
What was number 8 again?
Number 8, Sunnydale, California. This was our final Jeopardy quiz. And let's see how we did. What we're going to do now is rotate your list. Tommy, give yours to Josh. Josh to Sparky. Sparky to Tom.
Josh and Reed,
Tom. Oh, good call.
I'll help.
Good call. Okay, number 1. Crystal Lake, New Jersey is what, guys?
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Who got it right? Who got it wrong?
Tommy got it right.
Sparky
right.
Got it.
Everybody got it right? Okay, good. Number 2, Castle Rock, Maine is?
Cape Fear.
I got Cape Fear written here.
I don't have Cape Fear written down. Do you know that as a fact? I mean, do you want me to look it up?
I don't know if it's 100%.
I'm almost positive Cape Fear is in like South Carolina on one of those islands, but I could be wrong. I think that's wrong. If it comes down to being a 3-point game, we will. Look at her. Josh is looking at okay. Now. That was Needful Things, North Dead Carolina. Zone.
Okay. 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 Oh, South Needful
Carolina.
Things.
Needful Things.
I knew it was South Carolina.
Josh got it.
Of House and Haunted Hill here.
That's
House
where Stephen King did right. A lot yeah, of his Stephen there. Yeah.
No, Emma, he got it right?
Yeah, he got
it
right.
Josh got it right. Okay. Number 3, Gatlin, Nebraska. Anybody know?
Children of the Corn.
Everybody knows. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
That was a lucky guess.
3, 3, and 4. Good. All right, number 4, Springwood, Ohio is?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep. It is. Nightmare
Chucky's
on Elm
Chicago.
Street.
Yeah, I know, but I know, but Child's Play was. I thought Chucky might have been that one. Definitely. I just put down an answer.
You wrote Chucky.
I put Chucky, you did too?
I just threw an answer down.
It is October, so I know Tommy's our resident Halloween guy.
This is why he picked Tommy to win.
He picked Josh to win, actually. Is what I said, didn't I?
No, Tommy,
you picked Tommy.
Oh, I picked Tommy.
Tommy,
okay.
Josh, Barky.
I messed up in the bidding, though.
I'm pretty sure I picked Josh, but no. It doesn't matter. Okay,
rewind the tape.
Number 5.
Rewind the tape.
Yeah, it's Raccoon City is
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. Right. These next two were layups. Number 6.
I can't believe I fucked this up.
Haddonfield, Illinois.
Sparky didn't have anything.
It is Halloween. Correct.
Okay. I know this one. I know this one, and it was just blinking. And
oh yeah, that happens to me all the
time. You got a perfect score.
Yeah. Oh no, Chucky's wrong.
I didn't get Nightmare on Elm Street either. Oh, yeah, Chucky's wrong. That is Nightmare on Elm Street. Sorry.
Number 7, Hawkins, Indiana.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. I was hoping to kill Tommy on that one. Number 8.
I've seen it.
I didn't get it. Sunnydale, California. This one might be
Scream.
It is Scream?
No, it is not Scream.
No, because it's Woodsboro.
Yeah, Woodsboro.
But at the...
No. Sunnydale is Buffy the Vampire.
Oh,
Buffy the Vampire.
That's what I'm like. That
I
one.
Thought, like,
funny.
The real
I meant
town
to put
was
Sunnydale.
That's exactly why I put Scream down. I thought the same thing.
The real town was, okay.
Number 9. I'm sure you guys got Derry, Maine.
It's.
I did not.
Super Frog.
What did I put?
The Fog.
Nice. At number 10, this will be worth 3 points for these two guys. 12 points for Sparky is
Back to the Future.
Nice. Not wrong turns.
One to switch. No, what?
Wrong turns.
Wrong turns. No, unfortunately.
How did you put Back to the Future? You had all these horror movies.
I was about to write down. I was about to race. I'm like, that is a follow theme.
I wanted to try to see, make Kobe. It a little harder. All right. So let's start with Sparky. Sparky, what score did Sparky get?
Negative how many?
So you got to subtract the losses, hit the wins.
Oh.
Oh. Okay,
so did you guys not understand what he said?
I understand now that he said it again. 12,
minus, he got minus 16.
Minus 16. So that brings Sparky's score down to a 28 for today. I think you're in trouble, Sparky. Let's get Josh's score. Or let's get Tommy's score.
He started with plus 18. Plus 18.
Plus 18 gives him a 76. And let's get Josh's score. Is it over 17 or higher?
It is plus 12.
Oh, you only need a 7 or higher.
Yeah.
Plus 12 for the win, Josh Porter.
Thank you for coming out.
I messed up my bidding at the end. Nice. Damn it.
So, Sparky, for finishing last place today, you win adult trick-or-treating. You must go and collect candy on recording from at least 10 different houses.
Dun, dun.
Wait, I have to collect candy?
You have to get the candy.
And eat it. All right, folks, and...
What if they say no?
Don't lose.